Always good to have a chat to Bray Sikorsky. Good morning, Bray. You well?
Morning, Michael. I'm very well. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now,
rings in the air, huh?
It certainly is. You're watching as we are on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Your golden girl, very elegant, the reigning Caulfield Cup winner. You've won so many big races. Do you still get some butterflies when she's about to have her first jump out barrier trial return for the Spring Carnival?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every preparation, you're just hoping that, you know, she comes back equal, if not superior, as she has been doing time in, time out. But she's now obviously a six-year-old mare. You know, we feel that she, you know, everything we've heard from Chris suggests that, you know, she's come back in, you know, supreme order. She seems more settled. Once again, more mature physically and mentally. And, you know, we've got very high expectations this preparation.
Her spring campaign was phenomenal last year. She came back and won the Winx Stakes, which is where she'll line up again in a couple of weeks. And, of course, it culminated with the Caulfield Cup. I'll ask you, that we've still got a few horses to move in, so I can ask you now, what is the spring aim this year? Have you made a decision whether you think you'll aim her towards a Cox Plate, or could she once again be on a Melbourne Cup path? Well, we just lost him. He must be in a dodgy area, Bray, so we'll get him back. They are filling the gates for this first trial, and we'll play you a few of these trials today because it is exciting to see good horses back, not just Very Elegant, but Stay Inside, who is the Golden Slipper winner for Richard and Michael Freeman, also resuming. And in this first trial, we've also got Brandenburg, Ice Bath, Colding, Riadini, and Salino, the Sydney Cup winner as well. So they're making a good line for this first trial. Let's take you to Randwick for the call and see how Very Elegant makes her first step back into the ring for the spring.
Brandenburg moves up, Very Elegant, the last to load, almost ready to run. First trial, Randwick. Set, gates are back, and they're away. Ice Bath left well, Riadini showing speed out wide. Stay Inside, bounce well, settles down around second and third. Brandenburg third now, Ice Bath back to fourth. Then followed by Colding, Salino, and Very Elegant. 550 left to run. Riadini, a clear leader by two lengths towards the home turn. Stay Inside's up to second, travels strongly. Brandenburg is third. A break of three lengths then to Ice Bath, Colding, Very Elegant, and Salino's pushed along at the tail end of the field. Riadini at the 300 metres mark, about a half clear from Stay Inside, who looks like it's got it in its sights towards the furlong pole. Two lengths away to Brandenburg, then Ice Bath. Next is Very Elegant and Colding, but Stay Inside struck the front at the 100 metres mark. And gee, the Slipper winner makes a statement at his first trial back. Stay Inside, a length and a half, Riadini. Brandenburg was third in, a break then to Very Elegant, who was nice through the line up to fourth, then Colding, Ice Bath, and Salino. They've gone 105.
See, the Slipper winner, Stay Inside, looked really nice there, strong through the line. Very Elegant finishing fourth, and I think, Bray, you'd be happy with that because she ran through the line really nicely and wasn't asked to do much. She looks like she has come back nicely from that.
Yeah, very satisfied with that, Michael. If you go through, you know, historically, you know, Chris obviously always rides them very, very quiet, and it's really just a pipe opener. But in typical Very Elegant style, you know, she worked really strongly through the line. That'll blow the cobwebs out, and she'll have a stronger trial second time. And then it's off the Winx Stakes.
Have you worked out what you think the program might be, the progression? Before, when you dropped out, I was asking, in your mind, would you like to see her tackle the Cox Plate or have another crack at a Melbourne Cup?
She's most certainly going to tackle the Cox Plate. And then the question is, do we forge ahead to the Melbourne Cup? She'll go sort of the traditional Winx path towards the Cox Plate, Winx through the Winx Stakes into the George Main, then it'll either be the Turnbull or the Hill, obviously with the increase in prize money and being able to stay at home, that's probably fairly appealing. Plus, she won't get in as well in the set weights and penalty scale in the Turnbull these days. And then likely to Cox Plate, and then we'll make that decision post-Cox Plate weather, we forge ahead to the Melbourne Cup.
She carried 55.5 in the Cup last year. What weight would you want her to get this year to make her or to make it enticing for her to go around again?
I think Greg's a pretty decent bloke, and maybe he'll let us stay on the 55.5 and encourage us to run. In all likelihood, obviously, she's going to get a higher impost than that. It's all going to come down to the handicap. The last thing we're going to do is break her. We'd love to run her, but we have to feel that she's a chance at the weight, and that it's not going to affect the horse's longevity to make that decision.
A lot of discussion about the riders, because James McDonald is the most sought after rider, and he's got the option of Zaki or Very Elegant. Have you had a chat to James about which way he could go?
No, I haven't as yet, neither has Chris. You're right, the decision resides with James. We will be adamant that, you know, there has to be commitment up front for the entirety of the preparation. And we're hopeful, given James has won 6 week ones on her, that he sticks with the proven commodity. But it is his decision, and we'll have other elite jockeys lining up should he elect to go with Zaki.
So it doesn't appear that Zaki's going to line up in the Winks. So even if that's the case, you want James to have committed either way before the Winks?
100%. We feel the mare deserves that. We want a jockey that's going to commit throughout the entire spring preparation up front.
You'd have a long backlist of reserves, no doubt putting their hands up for Very Elegant. So there won't be an issue finding a replacement. You mentioned the option is to go to the Hill, which is increased in prize money, or the Turnbull. Now, from an owner's perspective, the prize money in Sydney, it's outstanding. But you're a racing lover and a purist. Are you engaged and happy to see the increases in prize money and the proliferation of these Sydney races in major days in Melbourne Spring Carnival?
I think like generally it's absolutely a positive for the industry and a virtue that Racing New South Wales is so strong and taking such initiative. I am a traditionalist, and I certainly don't want to see the Melbourne races suffer as a consequence. But as an owner, you have to make a pragmatic decision. And if, you know, they're similar races and one has double the prize money, it's very difficult to make a decision based purely on sentiment to go down south. We'll obviously don't need to make that call at this juncture. But, you know, it would be disingenuous of me to suggest that, you know, prize money doesn't have a bearing in which way we'd go.
You might have another horse in the Turnbull incentivise if all goes to plan. And I believe that is the route that you're thinking of taking heading into a Caulfield Cup. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I sort of did a lot of thinking about this after the Tats Cup. And, you know, in my mind, you know, having him in the race third up the Caulfield Cup is the ideal program. I love the way the McIvy Stephen maps it, you know, 3 weeks before the Turnbull. It'll give him a good opportunity to, you know, have a blowout. You know, I don't want to call it a glorified barrier trial, but it'll certainly be a race where we're there to just make sure the horse is back. And then obviously get a little bit more serious tightening the screws before the Turnbull, and then a fortnight to the Caulfield Cup. I think it's a perfect program for the horse.
Spoke
He's actually just arrived safely in Sydney, you'd be glad to know, and we'll be there overnight, and then to Pakenham tomorrow into the care of Peter Moody. So it's all happening.
It's not often we see the spruik on a horse with what he's been able to do in his last three starts. We're going to have a chat to David Goatley, Dean Lester and Daniel O'Sullivan to get their thoughts on whether he's a real deal heading into both the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup. What's the excitement like for yourself and Aussie Keir? You're no strangers to winning these big races with a horse like him heading into the Spring Carnival.
I'd have to say, like, with this horse, no one knows what his level is. He just continued to step up and obviously do things that I think are unprecedented in Australian racing in terms of the margin to winning by stepping up in class. And you just don't know how good he could be. you know, in my mind, he doesn't, certainly doesn't have to improve to be the horse to beat both the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup. But the frightening prospect is that, you know, he's still maturing. And if he does improve, well, look out. So, yeah, I cannot wait to see what that horse does this spring under the care of Moods.
You have to wait until you see how he comes back. But would you rule out a tilt at a Cox Plate as well if he performed well in a Caulfield Cup, or would that be too much?
I wouldn't put a line through it. I would suggest it's a possibility. The priority has to be the handicaps this year when he's actually, you know, when he's going to be so well weighted, and particularly looking at the Melbourne Cup, where it looks like there will be a dearth of foreign horses, and if ever there's the right time for a local horse to be competitive in the Melbourne Cup in 2021, I certainly wouldn't want to do anything to compromise his chances. But by the same token, Moods made it clear that he wants to keep it open as an option. So you never know. But certainly the priorities are the Caulfield and the Melbourne Cup.
He's another horse that you need to make a call on for a jockey. Who are the top contenders to ride Incentivise for the spring?
There's quite a number of jockeys in the mix. I've been asked this question quite a number of occasions in recent times. We'll just get together as an ownership group closer to his resumption and make that call. But once again, we're going to have, you know, some fantastic options, and we have to weigh that up very carefully, because as with Barry Elegant, the jockey that we select will be the jockey that remains on for the entire spring carnival.
You've got a couple of other stable stars. It's strange to think that you've got the reigning Cox Plate champion and he's not your leading contender heading into spring, but how's Sir Dragonette going?
Yeah, Kieran's wrapped with it. Phil, he obviously came to the end of it last preparation, and Kieran feels that horse come back really well. He knows the horse, you know, intimately now, this being the third preparation under his care. And he certainly deserves a tilt at the Cox Plate. And if he can get into the race in, you know, the same sort of condition and form as last year, he's going to be ultra competitive.
So what's his route to the Cox Plate?
I haven't actually even discussed that with Kieran. So I'm not sure what his thinking is. Imagine he's going to try to keep him very fresh. Philly races, certainly races best that way. So I guess the question would be whether he heads into the race second or third up. But I don't think, and nothing's been determined in terms of his program. But certainly we'll be ensuring that the horse is nice and fresh going into the Cox Plate.
I was going to say, and you've got another one of your potential stars of the spring. She's All Class, who we haven't seen since the Magic Millions in January. She's going to be trialling in about 10 minutes, and we'll bring the concluding stages of that trial to the listeners. But what are you aiming her at this spring carnival?
Well, she is a filly that I'm hugely excited about. She's the best filly I've ever had anything to do with. She was, I thought, an outstanding two-year-old that just had no luck. Didn't have a chance to prove just how good she was. The Princess series is the obvious target for her. But dare I say, if she resumes in the Silver Shadow and performs up to our expectations, I may be trying to do the same thing I did with Yes, 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 who was the first colt to win Everest, and who knows, may have a crack at the race and have her as the first filly to win the race. It's a lofty ambition. But I was saying the same thing about Yes, Yes, Yes a couple of years ago, and everyone questioned my sanity. But let's see how she returns. But I'd love to see her put her hand up and say, you know, she's a contender for that race.
Well, we can't wait to see how she trials this morning. She's obviously showing a fair bit on the track. Just a quick one before I let you go, Bray, because there's been a lot of discussion in Victoria this week. We don't have any racing. You're one of the biggest owners in the sport. What's your thoughts on the week free racing and I suppose the sentiment from Racing Victoria to try and give some participants a week off?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You know, I think first and foremost, I applaud Racing Victoria for trying. You know, like, I think it's very easy to criticise. But, you know, there was a large and vociferous voice for trying to give participants a break and trying to do something to help in terms of the strain on participants. And yes, it may not work and it may not be the right approach, but you know, at least they're trying. Certainly from a trainer's perspective, it seems like the consensus position is it's not the right thing to do and it's interrupting the spring preparations for Victorian horses. Maybe there's a middle ground, keeping trials and not having races. But, you know, at least they're trying to respond to a very clear issue we have in racing, which is the burning out of participants. So it's a step in the right direction, but just may need to be revisited in terms of the execution.
Bray, good to catch up. Very Elegant is back. We'll see She's All Class in a moment. And good news, Incentivise. One more sleep and he'll be in Peter Moody's yard down at Pakenham tomorrow. The spring isn't far away. It's getting exciting. Appreciate your time this morning, mate.
Thanks so much, Michael. Take care, mate.
Bray Sokolsky joining us there. The second trial has just been run and won. Hungry Heart was the big name in the trial. Obviously, the Oaks winner. She really...